With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Harvard University and the Trump administration are facing off in court today at issue $2.6 billion worth of federal funding cuts.
It's a pivotal moment in the university's battle against the federal government. The university says the government's using the funding as leverage to control its academic decisions after they rejected the demands in a letter from an anti-Semitism task force that wanted changes to Harvard policies on campus protests, admissions, hiring, and other matters. Harvard President Alan Garber pledged to fight anti-Semitism, but said no government should dictate what private universities can teach, who they admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they pursue. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump calls him an illegal alien monster, the president referring to a 21-year-old Dominican national accused of shooting an off-duty Border Patrol agent in the face during a robbery in New York City. There could be a smoking gun in the Russia collusion affair.
The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, produces documents that reportedly show Barack Obama and Obama administration officials conspired against President Trump in 2016. In an interview with Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Gabbard said they withheld intelligence on Russian interference in the 2016 election that proved Russia was not involved and then created documents saying Russia was involved in the election. Gabbard declassified documents Friday that she said were evidence the Obama administration manufactured and politicized intelligence to lay the groundwork for future FBI probes into the Russia issue. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump threatens to hold up a stadium deal for the Washington Commanders NFL team if it doesn't change its name back to the Washington Redskins. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 70 points, the Nasdaq ahead 105 points. This is SRN News. The Trump administration issues guidance on religion.
The Office of Personnel Management is telling all departments that people of faith must be accommodated. An OPM memo says that, quote, all agencies must honor and enforce the Constitution's guarantee of religious liberty and end any form of religious discrimination by the federal government. No federal employee should be forced to choose between their faith and their federal service. Many critics say people of faith had a tough time in the government during the Biden years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has been killing and terrorizing believers for years. The ADF is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it has invaded the DRC and is seeking to destabilize the country. ICC reports that survivors say the recent attacks are not random acts of violence. This is SRN News. Los Angeles police say 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez was behind the wheel of a vehicle that slammed into a crowd over the weekend, critically injuring at least seven. And the LAPD says it's being investigated as an intentional act.
A vehicle rams into a crowd of people waiting to enter a Los Angeles nightclub early Saturday on Santa Monica Boulevard, injuring 30 and leading bystanders to attack the driver. LAPD officer Jay Chavez.
When officers arrived, they found the driver being assaulted by bystanders and determined that he sustained a gunshot wound.
23 people that were outside the Vermont Hollywood Club, including the driver, were taken to the hospital. A woman working the food cart who was injured and taken to the hospital says there was a fight outside before the Nissan Versa plowed into the people. I'm Julie Walker.
Alaska Airlines resumed operations following an undisclosed technical error. SRNNews.com.